With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel's top general resigned Tuesday, taking responsibility for security failures tied to Hamas's surprise attack that triggered the war in Gaza.
Ever since the terrible events of October the 7th, Israel has been waiting for top figures to take the blame for failing to stop what happened. Today, both the army's chief, Herzi Halevi, and General Yaron Finkelman, whose southern command was responsible for Gaza, did just that. Ronan Bar, head of Israel's internal intelligence agency, Shin Bet, is also said to have indicated that he'll step down when the war is over.
That's BBC correspondent Mike Thompson reporting. President Trump has fired the chief of the U.S. Coast Guard, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump administration removed Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan, who was the first female uniformed leader of an armed forces branch. She had been leading the Coast Guard since 2021. According to a Department of Homeland Security official, one of the reasons Fagan was terminated was excessive focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A second day of windy, dry conditions in Southern California. CAL FIRE's David Acuna describes one of the strategies which firefighters are trying to implement.
We're shifting our focus to suppression repair. And that is where we go in and we restore the natural waterways so that when rains do come, hopefully, that they go to a natural source and they don't cause debris flows and mudslides.
Meanwhile, on the Gulf Coast, frigid temperatures brought snow to Houston and New Orleans, along with dangerous icy conditions. On Wall Street, the Dow by 537 points. This is SRN News. Aborted babies will be remembered this week.
A memorial service is to be held Wednesday in front of the Supreme Court building here in Washington to remember all the unborn babies killed by abortion since the procedure was legalized in 1972. The event will be co-sponsored by several pro-life groups, including the Christian Defense Coalition and Faith and Liberty. After the service, 3,000 flowers will be left on the ground, signifying the average number of daily abortions in this country before Roe v. Wade was repealed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they'll review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads argue that school policy violates their constitutional religious rights. This is SRN News. South Korea's impeached president has appeared for the first time before the constitutional court that will determine his fate. BBC correspondent Jean McKenzie reports from Seoul.
There was an enormous amount of security around the court because the president had to be transported from the detention center where he's currently being held to the court. All the roads around there were completely blocked off by police. His supporters, they were pushed right back away from the court while they got the president inside. We've been seeing over the past couple of days, particularly, that the protests have become more agitated, more aggressive. We had a lot of violence here over the weekend when some of Yoon's supporters actually stormed one of the courts.
Yoon Suk-yeol denied that he ordered the military to drag lawmakers out of the National Assembly to prevent them from voting to reject his martial law decree last month. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.